This is a special briefing from a PJOND UK, produced in response to Russia's warning to the United Kingdom following UK support for Ukraine, including the supply of drone systems. This episode is dedicated to the cyber threat now facing UK businesses and critical national infrastructure. Who is behind it, what it looks like, and what you need to do right now. First, context. When Russia issues warnings to NATO states providing material support to Ukraine, those warnings have historically been accompanied by escalation in cyber operations. Following UK support packages, Russian state actors ramp up reconnaissance, pre-positioning, and disruptive operations against UK and allied targets. This is the documented pattern from 2022 onwards, and there is no reason to expect anything different now. The threat comes from several distinct Russian state actors. It is worth knowing each of them by name. Sandworm, GRU Unit 74455, is the most dangerous. This is the group responsible for attacks on Ukraine's power grid, the NotPetya malware that caused an estimated $10 billion in global damage, and the most sophisticated attacks on operational technology and industrial control systems ever documented. Sandworm targets energy, water, transport, and defense-adjacent manufacturing. They have demonstrated the capability and willingness to cause physical damage through cyber means. If you run OT or ICS infrastructure in any of those sectors, Sandworm is the actor that should concern you most. APT-29, Cozy Bear, affiliated with Russia's SVR Foreign Intelligence Service, focuses on long-term, stealthy access and intelligence collection. They are patient, sophisticated, and expert at supply chain compromise. The SolarWinds attack was their work. If your organization touches government contracts, defense, or sensitive technology, assume APT-29 has an interest in you. APT-28, Fancy Bear, GRU Unit 26165, is the credential theft and phishing specialist. They run large-scale spear phishing campaigns, harvest credentials, and use stolen access to move laterally. They have previously targeted UK political organisations, think tanks, and defence contractors. If your people have email, APT-28 is a threat. Finally, the auxiliary groups. Killnet and No Name, 5716. Ideologically aligned with the Russian state, they conduct DDoS attacks against NATO countries. They are less sophisticated than the GRU and SVR actors, but they are disruptive, and they can take websites and services offline for hours or days. Which UK sectors face the highest risk right now? Energy is at the top. Gas distribution, the electricity grid, renewable generation. Sandworm has demonstrated both intent and capability to attack these. Any organization in the energy supply chain, including contractors with remote access to operational systems, should be on heightened alert. Water and wastewater is next. Russian, Iranian, and Chinese actors have all conducted reconnaissance and, in some cases, intrusive access into water treatment infrastructure in Western countries. OT access in water systems is a low sophistication, high impact target. Telecoms and internet infrastructure. Disrupting communications is a force multiplier. UK telecoms operators are high-value targets for both disruption and intelligence collection. Defence supply chain. If your organisation manufactures, maintains, or supplies anything that reaches the UK military or its contractors, you are in scope, including logistics companies, component manufacturers, and software suppliers. Finance. The UK financial sector is a prestige target. DDoS, fraud, and market disruption are all tools in the Russian playbook. Now for the actions. This is what UK businesses and CNI operators should do right now. Patch everything exposed to the internet, with priority on VPN appliances, remote access tools, and network edge devices. Russian actors consistently exploit known vulnerabilities in perimeter kit, Fortinet, Cisco, Palo Alto, Ivanti, to gain initial access. Unpatched perimeter devices are an open door. Implement or audit multi-factor authentication across all remote access paths and privileged accounts. Credential theft is APT-28's primary tool. MFA stops most of it, If you operate OT or ICS systems, segment them from your IT network now. Ensure remote access to operational environments is off by default, requires explicit authorization, and is monitored in real time. Know what normal looks like on your OT network so you can detect anomalies. Run a tabletop exercise for a disruptive attack scenario. The point of hybrid operations is to compound disruption across cyber and physical domains simultaneously. Know your playbook before the incident. Check your supply chain. Identify which suppliers have remote access to your systems. Ensure they meet the same security standards you apply internally. APT-29 will use a weaker supplier to reach a hardened target, and report anything unusual to the NCSC immediately. The NCSC's early warning service and suspicious email reporting service are free and actively monitored. That reporting loop has never mattered more than it does in a period of heightened geopolitical tension. Cyber operations are part of how modern states apply pressure, short of kinetic conflict. Russia has demonstrated repeatedly that when it issues warnings to NATO states, those warnings are accompanied by action in cyberspace. UK organizations need to treat this moment as a prompt to harden now, because the time to prepare is before the incident, not during it. Stay sharp and stay secure.